Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go. God, oh my gosh. Hello, London!
Have I been stood up again?
Where the hell is everybody, George?
Hello?
We literally said that our big fat end of the tour finale show was at the O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire on the 18th of May.
We're a month early.
We're a month early. Oh, shit.
Oh, we're meant to be shooting the podcast.
Oh, my God. Let's go.
Hello, my name's Max Belegde.
And my name is George Clark. Welcome to the Useless Hotline. Woo! TikTok wasn't working out for us, so we stopped.
We did. And the Useless Hotline is a place where we help you with your queries, no matter how weird, disgusting, or embarrassing they are.
But it won't always just be us. Some weeks, we'll be joined by a special guest.
But not this week, baby. It's
no.
Just us.
Just the two of us.
Do you know, I find it quite heartwarming when I look in the comments.
Then. Doesn't normally let me finish anyway.
I don't like to edge you a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
I find it quite heartwarming when I look at the comments and they're like, oh, I just want a George and Max episode, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, blah, blah, blah. It's nice. People like to see us.
I, you can tell you really like those comments, by the way, that you perfectly reiterated exactly what they said. I just want, you know,
Yeah,
you know when they're like, Joe, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I really like it when they say that.
It's really cute. It's very sweet. It's very sweety of you. So
we've been up to Max. Also, we don't hate each other.
Well, speak for yourself.
People think we hate each other now because we've...
People were like, guys, they're starting to tease that they're disbanding. They're just, like, doing this. It's like we literally did two episodes. One was because I was away on that brand trip.
Yeah.
When you did Arthur and Arthur double whammy, double penetration.
I did.
And then I think you just had a lot on or something and I was like...
And a lot on my plate. Yeah. No, we filmed the tea or coffee episode and then yes. I think it was the next day, was it, that you did...
The Bradley one, yeah. And you hadn't watched Celebrity Big Brother or Heartstopper. So I was just like, do you know what? You filled in for me last week. I'll just do this one
I
by myself.
I filled in Max last week.
You did.
Yeah.
And I did tease in the episode that you were getting some work done. So if you want to stand up and show everyone your BBL, that would be brilliant.
I'm actually sat... Not on a chair right now.
No.
This is just pure ass.
You did it out of pure convenience, didn't you? So that you would never have to sit on a chair.
Exactly. It's like going around on a space hopper.
Yeah, that's so fun. What have you been up to? I've seen you, but I've
just
not...
Just recovering.
Have you actually seen people when they get BBLs and then they have to get the plane home from the country that they've got them on?
No.
It is so funny. They're not allowed to... When you get a BBL, you're not allowed to sit on it for like a week afterwards. But people obviously have to back.
Do you sleep on your front then?
Sleep on your front.
That's not good for you.
No, sleep on your front for like a week. And this is not an exaggeration. This is how they ride the plane home.
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
That's not bullshit.
Bullshit.
Guys, what? You don't believe me? What the fuck? Let me show you right now. It's absolutely true.
Is this going to be a 5-hour YouTube video?
Yeah, I want to watch
of. Yeah, I want a time lapse of them doing this the whole flight. There is no way.
Guys, they're not allowed to sit down, otherwise it ruins the surgery because it's brand new like tissue that's been formed. It will squash it. So they have to do for the entire flight.
You're telling me that
100%.
You're telling me that I'm not allowed to have my seat go from this to this, but they can go full 180 out of their arse. No, they haven't even got their table down. Mm-hmm. The tabletops aren't stowed. Their arse is on it.
Absolutely. 1,000,000,000%. I'm being serious. Let me
show you. They go.
What? I imagine they just have to like hover.
There's no way that they surely
guys they, why surely they why don't is everything they, that I they say
can't
lie?
They can't
why
take off lie? Like that because you're getting all your information from TikTok.
No, it's true. It is true.
You're getting all your information from TikTok, and there's an AI speaking going, I got on my flight the other day.
No, it
and
is.
All the passengers next to me.
BBLs, it is. Guys, please comment down below that I am right.
Okay,
or
but
the, just the I, truth, actually.
Even
do,
if
do your own research.
See, he's learning now. He's not just going to just say I'm right, guys. But
I am right.
Even if you are correct, there is something wrong with the aviation industry if they say that I cannot have my blind down.
I imagine,
but somebody can be doing
landing,
the downward dog in the seat in the seat well in the footwell next to me.
I imagine during takeoff and landing they have to like sit. I think that for prolonged amounts
but it ruins
of time
the surgery.
You're not allowed to sit down. I imagine that you can for like 2 seconds, but for prolonged amounts of times it squashes it. Maisie, please can you do some independent research?
Maisie, can you show us your...
So,
Maisie,
can
you show us your failed BBL?
Yeah, Maisie, please.
Your flattened BBL that you sell.
No, please look it up and find a source for me and we'll revisit. It is absolutely true.
I can't believe that.
It's true. It is. I can't believe you've never heard of this. It's like well known. I've seen videos all over the internet.
It's not well known.
Yeah. That's not the same thing. They
so
don't
Callum's
the
just
head.
Said he can see the ones with. Callum said he's seen the ones with hair transplants where they've got their head bare. But you obviously don't have to change the way you sit to have your head out. Well,
yeah, I know.
When it's as big as mine.
No, but yeah, that. Yeah, but no, but that is what.
That's what you've been up to.
No, what I tried to think what I've been up to on the way here, and I'm so exhausted that I just wrote 4 things down.
Right. Okay.
That I've been up to, and I'm going to tell you what they are, and then I'm going to explain them all to you.
Okay.
First one, JoJo Siwa.
Oh yeah.
I've been up to JoJo Siwa. Next one, fitness update.
What happened to her? Is she just a member of KISS now?
Wait, so you don't know the whole JoJo Siwa lore of it all?
No.
Oh, George,
I know she
I
used
love
to,
it.
I know she used to be like the face of lunchboxes and now she's the face of punchboxes.
I love it when you have no idea about something and I get to educate you like this because it's so exciting. Okay, so JoJo Siwa, the face of Dance Moms. Well,
yeah.
One of the faces. She wasn't even that main of a character in Dance Moms.
Yeah.
But then afterwards she became like a huge YouTuber and children's entertainer.
Yeah.
To the point where she's done like world tours to sold out arenas full of children, like singing her kids' songs and everything.
One can only dream.
So she has been teasing for a while that like...
She's been teasing children for a while.
Not been teasing children, no. Teasing.
Arenas full of children.
Just teasing,
she's been
though.
Teasing.
She's gone, oh, you think I'm going to sing? No. No, she's been teasing that like children's entertainer era is over. She's now...
Well, I don't think Rolf Harris or Jimmy Savile did much for that.
Oh, God. Oh, God. No, she was like...
The end of children's entertainment.
She was
like,
it's now over. Basically, she was like, karma is coming soon. And then she started to tease little clips of it. And people had actually like made videos guessing what the song was going to sound like beforehand.
Yeah.
And they were all spot on. Like, it could not be more of like a stereotypical song. It literally goes like, I was a bad girl. I did some bad things. And then everyone's... like stitching that and being like, is this you? Bad girl with her face all over a Tesla. Yeah, such a baddie. Like, you, like, with like glitter stars all over you, like making slime.
Hey, it might not be regulation.
What does that mean?
Road legal. It might not be road legal.
Oh, so she's a baddie. Breaking the law.
This just in, JoJo C was a baddie.
Oh. But yeah, basically, the song has come out. And
the song's gay.
It is wild. Yes, basically, pretty much. And then since then, she's gone on like press tours on like red carpets and stuff.
Yeah.
Looking absolutely batshit insane. Like, literally.
Oh, I saw the one, the interview of her where people have just taken the piss and she's like, oh, who's your dream guest on a podcast or something?
Yeah, she was like, I don't know, one of my exes maybe. It's so wild. Like, she, it's so entertaining to watch though, because she genuinely believes. So do you remember when Miley Cyrus went from Hannah Montana to like shaving her head?
Yeah, they made a whole whole series about it. It lasted a few years, didn't they? Hannah Montana to
what?
Don't worry about it.
Was that a bad joke? Bless. But you remember, no, when she was like doing like,
oh, she was like deep throating sledgehammers and shit.
Yes, yeah. Stuff like that. So JoJo Siwa is likening herself to that and being like, yeah, nobody has done anything like this since Miley Cyrus. And then she's also said that she has invented a new genre of music called gay pop, which is so funny and just
nice,
so untrue.
Like K-pop.
yeah, I guess. But it's just so untrue, because number one, like, Lady Gaga exists, like the Glee cast exists. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
literally, guys, are we forgetting about the Glee cast?
Literally,
here?
Guys, like, what's going on? So it's just so entertaining watching it, because she clearly is like, I mean, she seems like a very nice person who must have a big team of people around her being like, that's such a good idea. Oh my god, like,
just call them yes men. Come on,
yes men. Who are like, yeah, paint, like, you used to do, like, rainbow stars on your face, so now do all black. Like, that's so edgy.
Do
it's just weird.
Shurikens.
What's that?
Ninja star.
Yeah. On okay.
What's the worst thing you could paint on your face?
Probably a penis. I don't know.
There's a lot worse symbols than a penis that you could put on your face.
True.
Why are you holding back, JoJo?
Oh, God. No, but it's just bizarre. So then I actually, I made a video pretending that I have a PhD in business and marketing, saying like,
how
what I would
do. Anybody believe that?
Oh, it got like 300,000 likes, and I did a full...
Over 300,000 people thought that you had a master's in anything. You had a PhD.
So, yeah. Very clever. And I basically gave like a 3-minute
pussy hating disorder.
Is that really what you just said?
Gay.
Pussy hating disorder. Is that really what just came out your mouth? God, we're clutching for straws on this podcast, aren't we? We've really gone downhill. Jesus Christ. But yeah, it was a 3-minute long video outlining what I think JoJo Siwa could do better. So come to me if you ever need any advice.
The only thing I've realised from her is she has the most cartoon voice I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it's not even cartoon. It's just bizarre.
I want to get up a video of her speaking.
Don't get me wrong, I love JoJo Siwa. Like, I am a big
sounds
JoJo
like it,
Siwa
bro.
Stan.
Mad respect. Yeah.
Yes. No. Avoid.
Michael Jackson. I'm JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, kind of like
I'm
that.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Have you seen the video?
She
of
sounds like Steve-O.
She does a little bit.
Yeah, dude.
That's Steve-O.
I'm JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, she does. That is true.
She's going to be on the
JoJo
next.
JoJo Steve-O.
She's going to be on the next. What's it called?
Badass.
Not badass.
Jackass.
Jackass, yeah.
I'm JoJo Siwa, and this is the...
What's she doing these days?
The Karma Shot.
Shot? Karma music video.
Yeah, but that's not really a thing that they would do in Jackass.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I'm JoJo Siwa, and I'm going to take 300 rainbows to the ass.
Oh. That's a... Oh, God.
And then Steve-O's just there going,
you go, JoJo. Nice work.
Honestly, the fact that both George and Callum are like hysterically laughing at this perfectly shows the straight gay divide in this podcast.
You go, JoJo. Thanks, Steve-O.
This is the actual so Steve-O.
So emo. Shut up, you two. God. So
that was the rainbow shot. Yeah, dude.
I hate Jackass. When I watch Jackass, I just genuinely think this is the stupidest shit in the world. Like, what?
You sound like my mum.
How ridiculous.
It is.
What are they doing?
I watched one. Oh, I don't even want to say because it'll make me feel sick. Oh, no, on I that. Know which one you
is it the toilet? The porta potty?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
God, it was. No, I watched one where they. Oh, God, it's going to make me feel sick. They had like this like volcano.
Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, my God. And they like put this guy upside down and his ass was like the top of the volcano and they gave him like loads of laxatives or something. And then he just like shat everywhere but like upside down. Oh my God, I just don't, it's not for me. But that perfectly brings me onto something that happened to me this weekend. Weirdly.
What?
No, it actually does. So I really embarrassed myself this weekend a lot.
Oh.
And I didn't shit myself, don't worry. I nearly did, actually, but anyway.
What? Were you doing a try not to shit challenge?
No, I was at this club, and nice. They do, like, performances there. You've been to the club with me. and they do these shows that are quite, like...
Zesty.
NSF, not sensible for watching.
What? Safe for work.
Not safe for work. Is that what that means?
Not sensible for watching.
I thought that's what that meant. Okay, then that. Like, it's very...
Is it not safe for watershed or something?
No, I think it is not safe for work. Like back in the day, people would send people links on email, like, oh,
funny video. But it's don't open this at work.
NSFW is like, don't open it.
Yeah,
oh,
not
okay.
Safe for work. But I've this whole time thought it was not sensible for watching.
I actually did.
That's not sensible for watching. No. What is it? What sense does that even make? Not sensible for watching.
Right, will you two fuck off? How does the sentence not sensible for watching? Oh, wait, maybe
how could anything be sensible?
Suitable, maybe not suitable.
Yeah, not suitable. How is not sensible for watching make any sense?
Okay, fine. and anyway, so there was this show happening on stage. And
it was not sensible for watching.
No, it was not. And it was basically this person who was like doing something like putting makeup on in like a mirror and this like emotional song was playing and they were like getting ready. And it was supposed to be like,
James
I don't know,
Charles.
This like wholesome moment. No. And like they're facing the crowd. And then it finishes and I was like, that was quite a wholesome performance for this club.
Mm.
They stand up, pull a toy out of their ass that easily, not even joking, must have been that big, pulled it out and there was shit on the end of it. And I literally was like, and that wasn't even part of the show. Like you could tell there wasn't supposed to be, but they just like played it off. And I was like, well, no wonder, because it was literally like in your lower intestine. Like nothing big should be inside of a human being, first of all. And
unless you've got the pressure washer inside, how the hell can you be sure that you're not going to come out with poops on it?
Exactly. No, it was
a little poopsicle.
It was awful. So that had me a little bit like unwell, but I was fine. I was having a good time.
Yeah. Still clapped. Good try though.
And then this same person comes on like an hour later for like an encore performance.
Mm.
And the entire show was them sat on a toilet with like their like pants down, just like doing this, getting up and then like putting their hand in. Oh my God. Oh God. Putting their hand in the toilet.
Right, it gets a bit emotional to talk about this story.
Yeah, putting their hand in the toilet and having like an actual... Oh, God.
That's right, you can get through
it. Honestly, guys, putting their hand in the toilet... I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, that's all that I saw.
No, but I'm really confused what you're talking about. You're going to need to finish what you were saying.
They just like went to eat the shit.
How did they pick it up?
Just like that. What's funny about that? And they were like...
Any utensils or just...
No. Oh, God, please just let me finish the story.
Just palm to face.
I can't keep thinking about it. So then I've never felt like this before where I'm like, I'm going to projectile vomit about something that I'm seeing. The vomit was like, hit me. I had to run to where the toilet is through people all the time just thinking, I'm actually going to throw up. Like, I'm really, really going to
throw
up.
Are you struggling now?
it's starting to hit me a little bit.
Just don't think about the person who dipped their hand into the toilet and was ushering some shit into their mouth.
Please don't. Like,
do all you can not to think about it.
Right, I don't know. I can't do this anymore. Anyway, fell onto the stage as I was trying to get to...
You did?
Yes. Fell onto this like little backstage that they've got. Mm. Fell in front of like 20 people all circled around this thing. And then the security started shouting at me like, what the fuck are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, ran to the toilet. Eventually got there, opened the cubicle and literally... Sorry for sensitive viewers right now. Not suitable for watching. Not suitable for watching him work.
I always put that in the CC of my emails. Just, by the way, not suitable for wanking this one.
And projectile vomited. I literally projectile vomited every like more than I've ever vomited in my entire life. Don't know what was wrong with me. I hadn't even drank that much. Like wasn't like... It literally just sent something in me that was so awful. And then...
You should have just done it on stage. They'd have paid you for it.
Yeah, they probably would have. And then this guy was banging on the door, like...
Oh, that's not out. Cool. Wait till you get home, guys.
And I was like, oh my God, like, they're going to kick me out. They're going to kick me out. Open the door, and it was just Mason, Blake there, like, hey, girl. And I was like, what
the door,
fuck?
They went, you're hired.
I was like, oh, it was just the worst time of my life. Like, it really scarred me. But I felt great after it.
Yeah, worst time of your life. Would you go back?
Yeah, this weekend. No, but they usually do shows like that, but it doesn't usually send me into full blow. Like, I've never, ever vomited by just looking at something, other than you, of course.
Good one. Nice. Well done.
But yeah. Also, in other news, my sister's wife got citizenship in the UK.
Speaking of little shits.
She's from New Zealand. She's from New Zealand, and I went to this full ceremony with just four people where I had to be in this like town hall and sing the national anthem.
Ooh,
and it was very dramatic.
I bet that was a bit of an orcs land.
Does anyone want to laugh or no? Are we all okay to move on there? Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I still don't get it. I've had time to think about it. I still don't get it.
Auckland.
Orcs land. Like an orcs.
Auckland is the...
I thought it was like an orcs chord joke.
What? A fucking who?
Did you say Auckland?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just ignoring that. Anyway. And then afterwards, she got a cake made that was like Union Jack. Her friend made it, and it had the blue dye in the icing was really strong. It stained all of our fingers. Next 2 days, I had bright green poos.
Oh.
Life is against me at the minute.
That seems more edible when it's green.
Please don't take me back there. Please don't. But yeah, what have you been up to, George?
Nothing poo-based.
Oh, good. Yeah, but there are so many of my stories poo-based.
I went climbing the other week.
Oh, okay. What, like up an actual
going
mountain?
Again tonight.
Up a mountain?
Yeah, you know, the good old London mountain.
Oh, like in a... That's boring. Not on an actual mountain. Boo. I could do that.
Of course you could. If there was if there was a walking trail up the side.
Yeah, first. Wait, so where are you climbing?
Up a bouldering thing in a climbing gym.
That is so you. If I was going to ever guess something that you would do in your spare time, it is bouldering.
Why?
I don't know.
Speaking of shitting yourself, I went bouldering.
No, it just so is. It's actually really difficult climbing.
How would you know?
I've done it once and it was really difficult.
It's not the stairs, it's a there's handholds, there's all sorts.
Who you got?
Sorry, don't need to wear handholds, you're trying to lose the weight. Sorry.
I'm actually doing quite well. Do you know since I've started my fitness legend journey?
Yeah.
Lost 4 kilograms.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So
that is that's
really impressive. Yeah.
That's unbelievably impressive considering you've been walking. Considering when we say go and do a workout each day, you've not.
Most days I've gone to the gym. There have been some occasions.
No, it's not. It's not most days. And it's not some occasions.
Yes, it is. Have you not seen my Instagram story?
Yes.
What then?
It is not most days.
Yes, it is, guys. Comment down below.
Be honest with yourselves. You can't just.
I am being honest with myself.
You are, Max. Look,
this is.
Be honest with you. I'm going to say one thing. Audio listeners, viewers, you decide.
Yeah.
Is a scavenger hunt an exercise?
If you saw how much I ran in that exercise, in that scavenger hunt, I mean, then you would agree.
I'm not taking a scavenger hunt as an exercise.
Anybody who was there, please vouch for me that I was very much running around. I literally did the winning run to the checkpoint.
No way.
And did a scavenger. I won the scavenger hunt.
I did the winning run and did a scavenger. Why are you not taking this as an exercise?
Also, in that day, we woke up, did a scavenger hunt, flew from the Scotland to the UK. From Scotland to the UK. Then I came to film this podcast from the airport. So I wouldn't have had any other time
guys,
to fit it in.
Don't worry about the challenge then, because he's actually doing other stuff.
I did a scavenger hunt. Yeah. I ran. I even opted to be on the team that had to run around and do the scavenger hunt.
Okay, so this is what I've written down for the Garnier trip that you went on. First day of Garnier trip, no post.
What?
There wasn't a post on the first day.
Yeah, there was.
There wasn't a post on the first day.
Yes, there was.
There
Why
wasn't.
Why are you shaking your head at Callum?
First what? Day, wasn't a post. Second day, went on a boat.
That is, kayaked for 3 hours.
We'll allow the boat. The boat is an exercise.
That should surely count for the day before as well then. Day 3 hours on a canoe.
Day three, went on a scavenger hunt. on Mother's Day, you didn't do anything.
Wait, what? Who? What? Wait. So just.
Oh wait, you're taking this seriously, George. What the fuck's up with this?
Just because something didn't get posted, then does that mean that I didn't do anything?
Yeah, because the thing was, you have to do an exercise and post it.
No, did roll back the tapes.
Okay, then roll them back.
Roll back the tapes.
roll them back all you like, mate. Because.
Wait, Mother's Day? When's Mother's Day? Have I missed Mother's Day? When was Mother's Day? When was Mother's Day? Fuck.
Did you do anything for Mother's Day?
I don't think I did anything for Mother's Day. No idea. Was it the 31st of March? I have no idea. Yeah. I think I missed Mother's Day anyway. See, I was missing Mother's Day on that day. What else was I supposed to do?
I don't know, exercise probably, but you've managed to miss that.
I have
as well.
Literally put so much effort into this challenge. I have lost 4 kilograms.
I'm proud of you for that, Max. But that is not what the challenge is.
Wait, so far, I have done stuff every day, though.
So,
I have.
Okay, what did you do on the first day of the Garnier trip?
The first day of the... I don't remember. Let me just have a look. Let me have a look at my camera roll. There might be some... Wait, when did we travel there?
Because so...
Oh! We did Scottish dancing.
You are taking
We did Scottish
the
dancing.
Piss.
We did
You're
Scottish
taking the
dancing.
Piss.
We did Scottish dancing and everyone literally... the girls at Garnier were literally like, oh my God, this defo counts as your day for the day.
Taking the piss.
I did half an hour Scottish dancing.
You are taking the piss, Max.
We did it. They hired out a pub.
Can we?
And we had actual Scottish dancing lessons. And I did multiple Scottish dances to the point where I was sweating and had to go outside. That counts.
Ooh,
20 minutes easily for 40 minutes.
If sweating and needing to go outside counts, I guess every time you go upstairs, we should probably count that as your exercise.
I guess every
time
that you speak to a woman, that counts then.
Yeah, valid. Agree.
See, that's Mother's Day. That counts for Mother's Day. I just did something good. So can we just forget about Mother's Day?
You
we'll
made
just outright what I that funny comment I just made. We'll just that one.
Yeah, no,
Mother's
it was
Day.
It was a very valid good comment.
What happened on Mother's Day?
Oh well, I don't know. You're gonna have to try and think
brunch.
Of something. Yeah, that doesn't really count
and
as exercise.
We walked from place to place instead of getting.
I'm sorry, Matt. We cannot class transport. as your
what
exercise for the day.
What is walking? Do you know everybody in my messages and stuff has been saying walking is a valid exercise? George is being too harsh.
I'll tell you this then.
No, I don't want to hear this.
I'll tell you this then, audience. So we say you have to do a workout every day. And we said at the start, we was like, oh, even just like a 20-minute gym session. He says, yeah, that's easy. I can do that. I can work my day around that. Then suddenly walking's come into the mix. And we say, okay, we'll allow you walking maybe once or twice a week, but they have to be 40 minutes at a minimum. not all of your walks have been 40 minutes minimum. I know that for a fact. And and these are so far the contingencies we've had, where we've had something to argue about. 18-minute body weight workout. Not 20 minutes. A fail.
What do you mean body weight workout? What does that mean?
To be fair, it's a little bit, that's a lot of strain for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Still 18 minutes, so it doesn't count.
Wait, I stretched and then did an 18-minute YouTube video. I'd say that counts.
So you got ready,
20 minutes.
You got ready for your workout and then did a workout. Okay. We then went on to the 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
Doesn't meet the criteria.
Was half an hour. First of all,
suddenly it's just increased by 0.5 times. That's crazy. Then that was week one, by the way, still. And then it was the 40-minute walk, and we said, okay, we'll allow you that.
Mm. Thank you, as you should.
We then went on to week two, where he missed a day when he went to LA.
Oh, when I literally travelled across the world. So sorry about that.
That's okay.
Sorry, I didn't do press ups on the plane.
That's okay. We would forgive you. However, good. When you came back, you slept for 9 hours, got back at 5 p.m., and then went to sleep.
How do you know this? Did I tell you I slept?
Next. Yeah. So, next was Mother's Day, which not only did you miss your workout for that day, you also weren't aware that it was Mother's Day. So you not only let me down, you've left Joanne down. Go and apologize to the camera.
Sorry, Joanne. Sorry. Right. Sorry. I think I did message her then saying I forgot.
Then was Snowbox.
Oh, skied every day.
I know.
Skied.
I know.
Yeah. Skied.
Yeah. The day after Snowbox, this is the way around it was. Last day of Snowbox, you didn't post anything.
We went skiing the morning of the last day. Bumped into Chloe Burrows, asked Chloe Burrows.
She didn't seem like she was in a state to be able to... day after Snowbox, I've written down, but then you said you went on a mental health walk.
Yes, we did, because I was clinically depressed.
I'm really concerned, man.
Yeah, Callum thought I was like really sad. I was just exhausted from drinking like my body weight in alcohol for 3 days.
So more a physical health walk.
Yes, and mental. I was close to jumping off a bridge.
Okay, and then we move on to week three or four, I don't know, whenever the Garnier trip was. First day, he went Scottish dancing.
Yes. I actually did.
Second day, he did valid exercise.
Canoeing for 3 hours.
And then the third day, he did a scavenger hunt. Yeah. So as you add them all together, Max, you can understand why we're saying...
I don't get it.
There's three occasions, at least three occasions that we're aware of. There's 100% days that I haven't noticed. But three occasions that you haven't done anything and we found you out for that.
Wait, which three? I've done something every day.
Three occasions. Flying out to LA, flying back from LA. There's
okay,
two.
Okay, that one, okay, fair enough.
First day of Garnier trip.
Wait, actually...
I did Scottish dancing!
Actually, that LA day, I said at the time, I walked around LA for like 5 hours. Walked from Hollywood to Beverly Hills.
You did say that.
Which is such a long
walk.
Yeah,
you did... You,
it was like five, you, yeah, you did, yeah, you did say that.
You did say that,
no,
but
I
then
go shopping, so I couldn't go shopping.
You did say that, but then you got a, was it a late flight, which then you spent 9 hours on. the time change meant you got back at 5, which means you're in a new day and you still decided you want to go to sleep. So it completely invalid.
Mental health sleep.
How many mental health sleep did you need that day?
One a day. Two a day, I mean, what?
So those
no,
are the
I'm not having this.
Those
I'm
are the those are the occasions. You can't keep saying I'm not having
I'm
this.
I'm just not having it. I know that I've done it. I know that I've done the challenge. Awesome. And that I deserve the reward.
Just incorrect. But also so these are just the days that I've picked up on that I know about. I'm not a little canary on your shoulder. I'm not I don't know everything that's happening in your life. So you could quite easily just go, oh, we're outside. Just been on a walk, guys.
No.
Or you could easily just go, oh, there's a video I saved from the other day. But at the gym, you can see where the levels of trust start to seep in.
What I might start doing is just banking loads of selfies when I go.
Yeah, sure. you have to go to actually be able to do that, Max.
I have done it. I refuse this slander.
We've just proved that you haven't done it.
I saw no evidence. I saw a...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Opinions?
Exactly, that was my problem. I saw no evidence.
I would like you to say to a Scottish dancer that you do not think that their career is valid. I would like you to say what? To a professional scavenger hunter that you don't think that their existence is necessary in this world. Okay.
Okay, take those 2 days off it. We've still got, got 3 to answer for.
I would love you to tell my mother that I am not allowed to take Mother's Day off. Okay. I think
well,
that
I will
you
do.
Are being highly offensive. Highly offensive, and I think that you should apologise to the camera because I'm worried you're going to get cancelled after this, so I think you've got to do a bit of backpedaling there, to be honest with you.
Right.
In other news...
I guess we go to the comments section here and you guys can decide what's happened.
In other news...
Either me coming with evidence and a formulated discussion in which you've had no real evidence to back that you have done those days that I said you didn't, or a man who's simply trying to gaslight me. And just yell and just bring his mum's name up for some reason when he didn't even see her Mother's Day.
I think that we should stop the war. We should truce and say what's happened in the past should stay in the past.
How many times are we going to do that? We're on day 40.
Let's focus on planning the Disneyland trip and let bygones be bygones.
Let bygones be wagamamas.
Yes. I think that that's what we should do.
I don't know how many times I can just look over these things, Max.
I don't think you need to. I think just stop looking.
Oh, I don't need to look.
Just stop looking. Right, anyway.
I would love...
Guys, comment down below. Comment down below whose side you're on. And just remember what the reward is. Anyway.
Hey, I'm fully okay with you guys doing that because I know you're...
Honest, you're, genuine, amazing people. Yeah, in
you're,
fact,
you're people with a good head on your shoulders, and you know what's right and wrong. And in order to be rewarded for something which you don't deserve, I don't feel like you'd like that. Maybe in the future, another challenge will roll around, and it'll be taken seriously because it'll be posed this way. And this guy don't take no shit.
What?
What Callum said there is what we should do is give him a forfeit. He didn't complete it.
No, but he said if you didn't complete it, meaning I've not yet not completed.
What we should
it.
Have done is have done it if you didn't complete. We can't at the start give
what
you a forfeit.
What would the forfeit be?
Huh?
What would the forfeit be?
Well, we can't give you a forfeit because this is
no. But if
this
in the future,
in hindsight.
If in the future I don't do one. Which has not happened yet, but if in the future I don't, then what's the
point? No, but it's not a single moment thing. This challenge is a 66-day long thing. You fail once you've failed.
No, I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. I think if I failed, then the LA day, but we have to remember I'd literally been on a flight on lots of medication, very strong sleeping tablets, was very out of it, and then passed out when I got home. That's, I think, let me off. Mother's Day, I'm going to have to get back to you on because I don't remember what happened on Mother's Day.
What is crazy is the fact that you're trying to be like, you're going to have to let me off on that LA day. You got back at 5 p.m. to your house.
Who said I got back at 5 p.m?
You did. Because I allowed
roll you... Roll the tapes.
I allowed you to monologue for 20 roll minutes about your LA trip so I could just decipher when you'd actually had a workout.
Do you know what? Roll the tapes back and let them be the decider.
And there was another day that I'm not sure where it was you went that you said, oh, I was going to do that day, but I got back really late. I had my gym stuff on, but I fell asleep on the bed.
That was when you got to LA.
Oh, was that when you got to LA?
Yes, that was when I got to LA. Yeah. No, the hotel gym was shut.
That's not what you told us. You said you got into your gym clothes and then passed out.
I don't remember, to be honest with you. I just travel. I'm just an international diva.
So Max, I mean, I've I've tried to be understanding.
Shut up! Right, okay.
And the cheek of him, he came at me on an Instagram story the other day and called me out because I hadn't been posting.
George literally... Oh, but I've not been posting and I fail.
Yeah, because I don't have a challenge where I have to post.
Yes, you do.
I have a challenge where I have to run a marathon's worth of Tough Mudders.
Boring!
You've got a challenge where you've got to go on a walk every day.
Yeah.
And you haven't been posting that you've got to do exercise,
George,
and
sometimes,
post.
Sometimes, you know what? My entire life is social media on my phone. Sometimes I just like a little bit of reprieve.
Can I just ask Max, what have you recently started trying to do on an app that's yellow?
Snapchat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Oh, you got to do what, 30, 40 things a day for that, have you? But you can't manage to get one up.
Do you know what?
For
now
your
that
exercise.
You mentioned it, guys, follow me on Snapchat. I am snapping so much, yeah. Including
Tell
my
you what,
workouts.
Guys, instead of fill his pocket, yeah, instead of the fuel in his belly to work out.
If you want to fill the fuel in my belly, then that, I don't know where I was going with that.
I didn't like that at all.
No,
no.
Me neither.
Let me tell you about a ginger man named Russ Cook.
Okay.
Hardest geezer. You may have heard of him. Probably not. He's on a different sphere of the internet to you, in that.
Do you think
he himself
I would have heard
is not
of,
shaped like a sphere.
Do you think I would have heard of someone called Hardest Geezer?
You may be aware of a different Hardest Geezer, but he doesn't make those kinds of videos. He is a man that has been running the length of Africa.
Oh, yeah, he finished it.
For over a year.
Over a year?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a few weeks.
No.
I remember Callum saying about it.
I thought he was doing Gym Shark 66. No, he's been running...
It's taken him a year to
50
run.
To 60 kilometres a day for a year. You know
by
how
himself?
Big Africa is? Yeah, by himself, yeah.
So he's just had no like mates for a year?
Yeah, because it's called a challenge.
Right, do you know what? Good on him. Who can be arsed? I'm sorry. Who can actually be arsed?
So he has managed to do that. A year's worth. I think he did 380 odd marathons in that time.
And I got to the top 1,000 in competitive Pokemon battles on the Nintendo Switch. Where's my
That's
reward.
Not going to send me to Disneyland, is it?
It should. No, because Disney and Pokemon are rival companies. Why would it? Use your brain.
You've been making some very good points, Max.
Thank you. So what about him then?
I'm just saying that is a very impressive feat from a man whose mental toughness has brought him through country after country, challenge after challenge. He wasn't allowed visas to get into some places. Do you know what he did? What? He smuggled himself across the border, didn't post, went over to the other side of the border. People didn't even know if he was alive. He ran through the Sahara Desert, Max.
Oh my God, why?
Because it's in Africa and he needed to get through it to get to the top.
But that is so rogue. Like, obviously good on him. That's amazing. I can never imagine in my life. Honestly, if you said to me, like, run around a racetrack and we'll give you something, I'd say, not worth it.
I mean, we've basically asked that. This isn't shocking information.
Like, I just
if you told me, exercise and you'll get a reward, I'm not doing it.
It's just a lot, isn't it? It is just a lot. But good on him, though. Well done.
Yeah. So
what's he called?
Russ.
Alan. Russ. Well done, Russ. That is really good, actually. So he's never watched our podcast. He's been running for a year. We've only had our podcast for like a year. He has no idea who we are.
He could have been listening to it each day. How do you think he got through?
He's missed so much. Do you think he knows anything about the world in the last year?
I imagine so, yeah. He's got a team that like he keeps up to date with that sort of follow him around. He's not just been on his own for like a year.
Has he done it for charity?
He's raised like 560k as of currently
I
for charity.
It would be more than that.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. Like, yeah. What's his name? Captain Tom did a couple laps of his garden and got like 40 mil, and then he's.
Have you heard all the scandals about that?
Oh, what the scandals? The about family Captain taking Tom. It and stuff.
Yeah, and that they built like a mansion with it. Have you not seen
on
it? They got and it got knocked down.
It's
so
what
they
would have wanted.
Well, no, they built... So Captain Tom's family
used
the money from the Captain Tom Foundation to make a like building for the foundation for people who like want to come and visit and commemorate him to go to. And then the people, like the tax people or whatever, came to inspect it to see what it was. And it was a spa that they were making, like just for their house. But they claimed that it was like this memorial thing. So they actually knocked it down.
Oh.
How crazy.
That is kind of wild.
Yeah, you seemed really impressed
Captain
by that,
Captain Tom didn't die for this. Maybe he did. He could have been the leading mastermind behind it. He goes...
He could have been the TV show Mastermind.
Or he could have spoken to the family and been like, guys, check this out. I've got a pretty wacky, crazy idea.
I'm going to die.
What if I... look, I'm like 100 odd maybe. And I'm a captain. I go on a walk. British public are going to lap that shit up. British public are going to lap that shit up. I do, 20-minute walk every day?
Yeah, good on him.
Quite hard spa. Work, I've New heard. Spa for where I go, for when I'm off to wherever I go afterwards. Mm.
Do you believe in life after death?
I believe in life after love.
No matter how hard I try. Do you actually? It's a weird one, isn't
it? In my
it?
Head, like, thinking through it, I'm like, well, like, I'm just an organism. I'm not gonna, like, what happens after that? But then I'm like, you can't just fathom nothing. It's not like, it's not like you close your eyes and you're just there and then darkness going, oh, bloody hell. It's getting a bit boring, isn't it? Like, it's nothing.
It's over. It's like when you're asleep.
I used to go into my parents' room and cry about this when I was younger.
Really?
Oh. Did you never used to have these sort of existential?
A little bit, yeah. Well, I went to a Church of England high school where to get into it, you had to have gone to church your entire life.
Yeah.
So, like, any shred of belief that I have about that is purely because I was told it from such a younger age.
Yeah.
But, like, as I've got older, I just don't believe it.
Oh, I bet they'd be really upset with how you've turned out.
Yeah. but I just, like, don't. Every time that I really critically... I used to, every single night, say a prayer every single night before I went to sleep.
How would it go?
I made up my own prayer.
Go on, let's make one now.
No, I want to try to remember the actual prayer that I would say.
Turn off to bed. You know, like, we've just been sleeping for 9 hours. We got back after a flight and we want to go to sleep instead of do some exercise. What would you say?
I genuinely believe that I used to say every night before I went to bed, like, dear God, thank you so much for everything that has happened today. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my family. And I'd be like, and give love to my enemies.
If it had been a particularly bad day, I don't know, one of your tortoises died. Bit of a shit day.
Yeah.
What would the prayer be then?
Dear God, please look after George the tortoise. Please make sure that he is doing well up there, and please give him some cucumber for me.
Nice. Amen. Yeah. Everything's gone wrong this day. Andrew's broken up with you. It's been a horrific car accident. Your family are no more.
Oh my God.
You've just been cancelled.
Okay.
Your accounts have been banned.
Oh my God.
And you've been evicted from your place of accommodation home.
And I've failed the 66-day challenge.
Well, I mean, that's happened ages
okay,
ago.
Okay, right, okay. Dear God, please forgive me for what I did to get cancelled. I didn't mean to do it, and it's out of my character, and I will be doing an apology video soon, and hopefully everyone will forget about it.
Your account is banned, Max.
I will be making a new account and doing that soon.
Forbid you for making another TikTok.
Okay, fair enough. I'll just go into a hole somewhere. On the topic of my family being dead, I don't know how they all got into one car, or like multiple cars that all crashed into each other, but please...
It was a 10-car pile-up, Max.
Oh, my God. Well, please just make sure that, if there's a heaven and they're all up there, please make sure that they're all okay. Make sure that my little sister stops wearing as much fake tan, because it was really starting to just not be a good look. Just keep an eye on them until I get there. I would really also like somewhere to live, because I've just broken up with my boyfriend and I can't live in the house anymore. Amen. Any help that you can give, please. Amen. Was that all right?
No, I reckon that would have worked.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you reckon you woke up and then there'd be like a new house under the Christmas tree and stuff?
No, I don't think it works like that.
All right.
Yeah. This is the thing. Shall we talk about religion for a second? I just like a brief thing. I think, I mean, in the UK, we're way less religious, so it's not that big of a deal to talk about stuff like this.
I noticed this when I watched Love is Blind recently, and like 90% of them were like religious, and I was like, obviously, cool, be religious. But like, it's, I couldn't tell you any of my friends that are particularly like aligned with anything.
Like my friends that are like Jewish, for example, they are not religious in that like they believe it all, but they'll like, they like the cultural aspects of it. So my friend who's Jewish, she's like, if I get married, it would be like a Jewish wedding and we would do it.
Oh, so they get all the money on the wedding dress. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is that Jewish? That's Greek.
You're right then, Jews, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, guys. So yeah, so I think that more so, like anybody who was raised in that sort of like religious or like that sort of culture, I think that people of our generation enjoy the cultural aspects of it. Like even Andrew's friends who are Greek and had that big wedding where the money was being stuck on them, neither of them are really religious, but they had it in like a very Greek church because all of their family are like, you know, some of them are even like Orthodox and stuff like that, I think. And so it meant more to them like culturally, whereas like, yeah, I just don't, like, I'm not getting married in a church. I mean, I don't, they wouldn't let me, first of all. But like, I just don't want to.
We celebrate Christmas and Easter.
Yeah,
and
but like, I think, again, sort of that's more like cultural. That's just like family memories and stuff, isn't it? As opposed to like on Christmas Day, are you like, oh my God, like, guys, Jesus's birthday.
Some hilarious act on Twitter is always like that. They go, happy birthday, Jesus, mate. And you go... That's not Jesus, that's your mate at a house party that you've put Jesus's face on. And it's hilarious.
And then also when you think about the actual religion, so the world has existed for what, millions of years? You're telling me, at least millions, maybe billions, baby, no, I don't know. You're telling me that like the savior of like Christianity, Jesus, was born 2024 years ago, just randomly, and was like around and then made up all these rules in this Bible that just so happened to be exact rules that kind of keep society in line.
Like, I don't know. Could have been done. I'm open, but clearly you hate Christianity. Well, no, I
no. And what I'm saying is I understand that like this is my opinion and it's coming from someone who like went to church, like
had
many conversations.
Yeah, you're allowed
very
your own opinion on things.
And I also think I'm also not one of these people that's like, you believe in that, like, ugh, like that's so stupid, like you're dumb. Like
I kind of wish that I believed in something like that.
I think a lot of the times it's nice when people are religious and their religion like guides them to live like a happy and fulfilled life. I think that is amazing. And yeah, I'm jealous that I don't have something like that in my life. But it's, for me, it's when people use religion as an excuse to be like horrible or to like say that like this is not allowed or you shouldn't be doing that. When that's when it just gets weird for me. But I'd say like across the board, religion, all right. It's just such an interesting
next topic,
concept, isn't it?
Politics.
It's just such an interesting thing, isn't it? Like, both of us don't live our daily lives thinking that there's, like, an all-being presence, like, watching our every move. But people do. People genuinely believe.
I can believe in the... Like, I believe in sort of the Big Bang, evolution, all this sort of stuff. But, like, then, like, before then... What was there? Like, where did everything come from? Like, everything had to have a starting point. That's when I'm like, damn, like, there's... Nobody knows the explanation for that.
No. And I don't think we ever will. Which, if we start to talk about space and that, I will lose my actual mind because that is just so crazy to me. How are there galaxies? How are there...
He knows all about galaxies. Look at the waistband, people.
Actually,
sorry.
Lost an inch on my waist. Oof. I'll let you know when I find it. No, literally, what the hell is going on with space and time?
Believe in aliens?
Yes. You'd be stupid not to. Like, why are we here? That we know for a fact that there's like 20 million other entire galaxies with multiple planets in them.
Yeah.
Why would we be like narrow-minded enough to think that we would be the only living intelligent organisms.
I agree with that. Do you believe that the Earth has ever had contact with aliens?
I don't know about contact. I think that there's definitely been instances that like certain people know about and people never know about unless it becomes information. Barack Obama fully did that interview where he was like...
Obama was an alien.
No, he fully did that interview where he was like, yes, like, was it Barack Obama? I might have made that up. Someone from the government, like, they had to do an interview where they were like, yes, we have had... it was when there was like UFO like sightings or something. They were like, there are definitely things that we've seen, we've got footage of, that we cannot explain, we don't know why they're there, blah blah blah. And they were like, there's definitely organisms that we believe to be extraterrestrial that have like landed on the Earth. Like, that is crazy. Let us see.
Like an octopus.
Octopus, don't get me started on it.
Definite alien.
Absolute alien. Absolute alien. Oh my god. Wild times.
That makes literally no sense.
Yeah.
Bro is incredibly smart, can fit himself through like a tiny hole, change colour, regrow limbs back. He has a beak. Why has he got a beak? He's made of squidgy.
That beak, awful.
You know, that's the size of its beak is the size of a hole that it can go through. Because everything else can just go through. The beak is the only thing that stops it.
Honestly, I have no desire to swim in the ocean. Ever in my life. On holiday, you will not catch me in the ocean.
Saw a tiger shark swim up to a beach on a TikTok the other day.
Oh, I thought you meant in real life. I was like...
Yeah, swam up to outside my house the other day, yeah. In the Thames. Do you know there's a whale that was in the Thames in like 2006?
But it's dead.
Do you want me to tell you the story of it?
Not really.
It's a fun story.
Is that?
Are
you going to show me a picture of me in a swimming pool? I thought it was going to be me.
Yeah, there was
I was so upset.
There was a whale that was found in the River Thames.
Did you find any information on BBL planes?
Oh, and she's...
Defo is true. Guys, comment down below on BBL planes, please.
So there was a... there was a female northern bottlenose whale in January 2006.
Are you going to like show me a picture of my mom?
No, that... No, that swam into the Thames, but they, because I think he got lost, like migrating somewhere, and then they couldn't get it out, and it just died.
Yeah.
Sad story.
Very sad. Do you know what's not sad, though, that I've just remembered? This month is officially a month away till we go on tour.
Woo!
But we aren't going to Wales.
No, we're not. Actually, people did want us to go to Cardiff.
Yeah.
But we're not, so... We couldn't. Also, yeah,
Bristol's
all the comments. And for everybody commenting, like, why aren't you coming here? Why aren't you coming here? Just want you to know that we wanted to go to all of those places, but it was out of our control. So maybe next time you'll be the top of our list. Maybe. And on tour, are you excited? Wow.
Of course I'm excited, Max. We've got a hell of a show ready for you guys.
I just can't believe it. It's actually, we're going to exist on, we're actually going on a tour bus as well, guys, by the way. I've recently come to terms with this. When we were deciding the tour, I made it very clear that I did not want to sleep on a tour bus because I am very, I wouldn't say I'm high maintenance, but I would say that I'm high maintenance and I will complain and I'm very much dramatic as a person.
Yeah, you're weirdly not high maintenance, but you just act like you are.
I have very specific needs in order for me. I feel like I'm easygoing if I've got all my specific needs met. And my specific needs are quite basic. Like, I need to have my toiletries bag on me. I need to be able to have a shower once a day. And I need to get at least 8 hours sleep. Otherwise, something chemically in my body just doesn't work out. Like, I've always been like that. I don't know what it is. I start to go a little bit insane.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've definitely seen me go insane.
You wear it on your face.
I can't hide it.
Yeah.
I'm literally incapable. The only times where I can like power through is if I just start drinking, which is a toxic cycle that I do not want to get into.
2 weeks at all, let's go, baby.
Exactly. Did I just kick you? Sorry.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, the idea of sleeping on a tour bus does not sound that great for me. I've seen pictures of tour buses where it's all the bunk beds all lined up.
Yeah.
I know that I'm a very difficult sleeper. Like, I'm not good at sleeping in unfamiliar environments. So I was worried. Then they basically had to convince me to do it
because we
don't really have an option. Which makes sense, because if we were to, like, we're doing a show in, like, Glasgow, and then the next day we've got to be in Manchester, what if the train gets cancelled and then we just can't show up to the show?
Literally.
Literally. So we're going to be driving overnight, sleeping on a bus, which I am now becoming quite excited about.
Yeah, because you're not in a bunk bed.
Because I have got the double bed. Which is so good. And I want to point out, before you all start commenting, George said that he didn't mind. And I said that I did mind. So, so I have a double bed. And I'm really excited to see it now.
Yeah, I said I didn't mind. And Max said, I'm not doing it if I don't have a bed.
I didn't quite say that. I said, if you don't mind and I do mind, I would quite like to have the double bed. And also, Andrew's going to be with me for half of the tour.
Yeah.
Maisie's going to be with me for, like, the other half of the tour. So, like, both people I have intercourse with on a regular basis. So we kind of need our, like, so we kind of need our own space. So,
bit
yeah,
rude.
I'm very excited.
Just assuming that I don't have a significant other to bring
George,
along.
It's not an assumption. Okay. We're dealing with facts here. Okay, and guys, a little update on our tour as well. If you're coming, this is very exciting for you. We are looking for people to be a part of our shows.
Yeah, we are.
So if you have a dilemma that you would like to share on stage with us that will be aided by me and George, please email, are you ready? uselesstour@rootmg.com. That's uselesstour, as one word, at rootmg.com, and send your full name, the show that you're going to, and your ticket confirmation, and then get into detail about your dilemma and why you think that it will be a good one for our show.
And just as a heads up, we're not looking through it, so don't chat bullshit.
Yes.
It's just business.
Just yeah? business. Yeah, we're not going to be looking over this because we want to be surprised. Yes. At the show, but we're very excited. And yeah, we did it on our one-off live show last year, and
yeah,
it was very successful, and we want to have
it
fun
went off.
People. It did go off indeed. So send in your emails now, and maybe you'll be on stage with us. How exciting.
Speaking of going off, have you dealt with that penis smell?
Penis metal?
Smell.
Smell? No, it stays very much still there. But I just feel, do you know what? Who cares at this point? We're all friends. Yeah. Right, guys, we've just spoken to Callum, and Callum has said that we can record an episode whilst we're on tour. That's so exciting. That's going to be so good.
That would be really good fun.
And on that, guys, we still have a few tickets left for our final show. The
yeah,
one
we
where,
do.
The guests have been announced. I believe that's Arthur TV, Arthur Hill, Joe Bags, and Andrew are the special guests for that
you
show.
You believe
in
true.
Life After Love. So very exciting. It's going to be so much fun. So get your tickets whilst you can, baby. Yeah, I'm very excited. What are your expectations?
My expectations are...
Are we going to be able to, like, go out?
Yeah, there's some nights that we can't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we'll be on a bus moving along. Who says the drinks can't be moved along in the bus
Ooh.
With us?
Do you know, I looked into how much it would cost to wrap the tour bus, like, in a thing.
It's free.
To do it.
The tour bus.
That was awful. Literally like £10,000 to wrap the tour bus.
So there's a GoFundMe link in our the description of this
I
video.
I want to do it so bad, but it's just not worth it, is it?
No.
No.
Who gives a shit? Also, it's like, hey guys, this is us.
I know,
this is where we are
funny.
The whole time.
That's quite funny, and then people can like take a picture if they see it.
Yeah, or brick it.
Brick it? Oh, I thought you meant like get scared. Oh my god, do you think people
it's George and Max.
Oh, yeah, what if someone attacked us? Oh yeah, actually, okay, fair enough. But yeah, and also I keep having this vision of like, what if when the show finishes, we're like getting onto the tour bus and there's like crowds of people like, oh my god, Max, I love you. Oh my god, Max, you're so fit. Oh my god, can I get in? Can I be a groupie? Can I sleep with you? What if that happens? Like when the Jonas Brothers would go on tour? What if that happened?
I can't see how it wouldn't happen.
In it, right? That's so cool. Anyway, yeah, really excited for the London show because that's got the guests, but also really excited for the rest of the tour. And for those of you asking why the other stops don't have guests.
You don't really matter. I've got a game that I'd like us to play.
Oh, okay.
We would like to have guests at other shows, yeah. But it doesn't make sense in terms of them all living in London.
It was just, this is our first tour. We're not making like a huge amount of money on this tour. We're more so doing it to give back to the fans and to meet you and to gain experience. So because of that, if we were to plan guests for every stop, we would have to pay them. And we don't want to do that. So instead, we have just got our friends to come and be guests on our London shows where we know that they live.
Agreed.
I hope that that's a good... And the London shows are the biggest shows, so we wanted to make them extra special.
Right. Quick game for you.
Okay.
I will be able to get you to say the number 19.
Okay. Go on.
Quite easily, actually.
Mm-hmm.
What is 10 plus 10?
20.
Plus 30?
50.
Double that.
100.
Minus 5.
95.
Minus another 5.
90.
There you go.
What? What?
There you go, you said it.
No, I didn't. You literally didn't say 90.
You said it again.
What the fuck? What? What's going on?
Well, you've lost the game.
How have I lost the game? You said, say 19.
There you go. Yeah!
Oh my God. Oh, you are the worst.
Right, actually,
I'm gonna do that on Andrew when I get home. That's so annoying. Oh. Right. Oh, right. I'm annoyed at myself. I really thought I'd beat you then.
Right. Okay. You have to hide a paperclip from an FBI operative.
Okay.
And he has 20, it has to be in your home, and you have 24 hours. He has 24 hours in your home. He, okay. Obviously, not a she. Mm. Has 24 hours in your home to try and find this paperclip. Okay. Where are you hiding it?
Up my ass.
You can't put it in yourself.
Why not?
I told you, not. That's not the rule.
Okay. I'm hiding the paperclip in... Oh my God, I'm filling the bath. Oh wait, no.
With other paper clips.
No, I am.
Actually a sick shout. Just fill the bath with 300,000 paper clips.
But then all it...
How's he going to find your one?
Well, at one point, if he just like went through everyone and went, is this it? No, this it though, this it, and then eventually he's going to get it.
Or fill the bath with 300,000 paper clips. And then...
I'm putting it in the fire and then turning the fire on.
You're melting the paperclip.
It's still hidden there.
It's gone.
Even harder to find.
You can't destroy or change the paperclip.
I am putting the paperclip in a bucket of water that is absolutely massive.
Yeah.
And then putting that bucket in the freezer. Freezing the paperclip. Then by the time... Even if he eventually gets to the freezer... That was very dramatic. If he eventually got to the freezer,
yeah,
he wouldn't have time for it to thaw out.
What do you mean eventually got to the freezer?
Like, eventually went to look in the freezer, he'd see this big thing. Even if he suspects.
Why eventually? He's got 24 hours to do this, Max. You think he's
exactly.
not looking
so
in the freezer?
Let's say 15 hours into it, he eventually looks in the freezer.
Then he's got the paperclip.
No, he's got the bucket. He's not got it yet. And he'd have to wait for it to thaw out. And it would take so long.
Break the ice.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I've seen some people say that they'd unscrew a light bulb, put it in the fix the fitting of the light bulb, and then screw the light on over the top of it.
No,
that one will.
I would.
Just stick it in a big bucket in the freezer.
Do you know what I would do? Do you know what I would do? I've just won. I would put it against the wall, plaster over it. I just won.
I think he finds that.
How does he... What, so he's not opening light bulbs, he's breaking down walls?
I'm an FBI operative. My one thing is I need to find something that's metal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing a metal detector along. Just go over the walls, see if there's anything beeping. Beep. Oh, right in the centre there. Oh, there's the paperclip.
Yeah, okay. That could be a wire in the wall, said Callum.
Could be a wire in the wall. Mm. However, he's going to check. He's trying to find this paperclip.
No, I'd use lead-based paint so that the entire wall comes up on the metal detector.
Okay, so you have to... So then he knows that wall is it. So you're painting your entire house in lead-based paint.
Yeah.
Does lead even come up on a metal detector?
I don't know. What am I, a fucking metal detector? I don't know.
I don't think you win. What's yours then?
What's your answer? Bread bin.
I'm going to
bake it into a loaf of bread.
Do you have to be able to retrieve it yourself?
I don't know. Come on, what's your answer? Yeah, you have to be able to retrieve it afterwards yourself. Yeah.
Okay, I can.
So you have to be able to be like, at the end he goes, "Where was it?" And you go,
easy.
Right there, man.
Pick away the plaster. There it is. I win that. Absolutely. What's your answer?
I don't know if you do.
I absolutely do.
He's a clever man.
How do you know? You don't know him. You've not met him.
I do. He's the best at what he does. He's been bred in a long line. He's got a long lineage of paperclip finders in his family. And he was born and bred to find paperclips. This isn't your average Joe. Yeah. This is Paperclip 101. This man knows what he's doing.
Okay, I don't know. I think not, but you could say that to any answer that I would give. Oh, no, but he's going to find that because he's so good at it.
Yeah, but I feel like that there's...
But any answer that I give, he would find it. Any answer that you give, he would never find it.
No, if you gave a reason for why it's like I did, a metal detector, beep, found it.
Okay, what's your answer then? And I'll give a reason.
Okay.
He's a shapeshifter.
what would I do with it? I think the
in your Invisalign.
No, that's on the person. I can't really do that. I feel like you have to play tricks with it, like the loads of paper clips in the tub, and then another one, and like the.
But I just put paper clips all over my house.
Then. Is that cheating though? Just having loads of paper clips.
Yeah, the point is hide a paper clip, not like.
I'm going to flush a grate like this of some sort, maybe like a copper wire ball down the toilet, so that gets blocked. Water can still come through though. It's not going to flood quickly. Then I flush the paperclip down. That gets caught before that. It's now just in the plumbing.
How do you retrieve that?
Plunger.
That just pushes it down. That doesn't bring it back up.
Plunger. Gets rid of the blockage.
I then open up the
drain outside. Mm-hmm. Flush again with a net. Comes through. There's my paperclip.
This guy... is born and bred to find paperclips. Do you really think he's not checking the toilet? Do you not think he's going to flush the toilet and go, oh, this toilet, out of all the other toilets in the house, doesn't flush properly? This is interesting.
I'll block all of the toilets in the house.
Then you just look gross.
But I'm £1 million richer. You get £1 million.
No. Well, yeah, mine's miles better than yours.
Why is it?
Sorry, plastering it into the wall is such a better idea than just putting it in the toilet. That's a layer
of paper you realise over the wall.
What? See, look at plaster. Him just compulsively lying, Callum. Plaster's
even worse then. Plaster, they will just show up.
No, it won't. Have you seen what plaster is? You do like layers of it. Yeah.
You would have. Okay, he's turning up in an hour.
No,
I wouldn't be able to do mine then, I don't think. He's turning up in an hour.
This is the stupidest question of all time.
Callum said to unscrew the plug socket and put it in there.
What about if you've got a computer or a TV, take like the back of it off so that you're in the wires and just slot it somewhere in there. Mm. See, that is good. That is good. I'm very talented.
How big is the back of a TV these days though?
I don't know. I'm not the back of a TV. You'd have to ask one. Emails ring it. What? Emails going off. Right, here we go. Hi guys, my name is Imi and I'm 21 years old. This dilemma is specifically for George. Sorry,
what's good,
Im? I'm in need of your help. My cousin recently asked me to be one of her bridesmaids at her wedding. Now, whilst this is lovely, I got the sudden feeling of impending doom that I'm going to be the one and only single person at this wedding. George, you can come with me. Shut the fuck up, Imi. Okay. Anyway, I'll carry on reading out what you were saying. I'm asking you if you would pretty please be my plus one. Oh, shut up. What's in it for me, I hear you ask. Well, other than the fact that I can return the favour for any weddings you have coming up, I'm always a family favourite, you'll get a day of free drinking with some pretty good company. So it's kind of a win-win. P.S. The wedding isn't until next May, so no excuses, lol. Thank you for listening to my plea from your potential plus one girlfriend. First of all, I mean, do you know what? Actually, no, I'm going to let you respond before I do that. Go on, what do you have to say? No, you're not going. There we go. End of story. Yeah? Are you going? Well, are you going to do it?
I do need a plus one for my sister's wedding.
And I'm not ahead of the list of fucking Imi. I'm sorry, Imi.
No, you're not ahead of the list of fucking Imi.
You are. Right, go on.
Well, no.
Do you know something, guys? I am tired. Whenever we ask something for the podcast, Max, ask George if he'll go on a date with me. No! He's not going to, okay? Do you know how many times I've come on to this man? And he wants nothing to
it's
do with me.
It's a nightmare to get off as well. Yes.
He wants nothing to do with me. So what makes you think that you're so special, Imi? Okay. Yes, you've got female genitalia. Oh. All right. Shut up. Writing into my podcast asking for a date. Unless you were asking me, then that would be all right. That would be quite nice, actually, for a change. But you're not. So go on. What else do you have to say, George?
I say, thank you for the music. No, you'll be all right. Do you need a date to someone? Whose wedding did she say it was?
I don't think you need a date to a wedding. Isn't a date where you find people and shag them? I mean, what?
What?
I meant a wedding.
You find people and shag them? I don't think that's what a date is, no.
I don't know what I meant to say then.
What the hell was you and Andrew's first date like?
We just found each other in a dark room like, oh, I'm looking to find someone. No, isn't a wedding where people go to like find love? Like lots of people.
Pretty sure it's where people get married normally.
No, but people do. Like there's a big like positive track record of people getting some whoopee at wedding.
What the? Getting some.
I want to go home.
Getting
I'm
some
so
whoopee.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Getting whoopee at wedding.
I mean, I would like to bring a significant other to my sister's wedding.
That's not happening anytime soon.
No, it's happening in 2026.
Yes, but for you, I mean.
Well, obviously, I'm not just going to go to my sister's wedding when it's not happening. What a stupid comment.
I'm also meant significant other, but it's fine. Carry on.
But it doesn't need to happen soon. I said for my sister's wedding, that's the only reason I would need to have a girlfriend. But I wouldn't want it. I'd want it to be someone that I'm like would have met the family anyway. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't want it to be like, oh, by the way, this is because then you're in photos of everyone and you're like,
exactly.
You're like, that was just some bird that I brought along.
Yeah, no, like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Also, like, yeah, you don't want to have the pressure of your sister's wedding be like, oh, am I making a good impression on this person? Like, you just want to be able to have a good time with your family.
Also, like, you'll be introducing them to everyone. Like, it's where it's my sister. Like, I'm pretty much going to know everybody there.
Yeah.
And they'll be going, oh, George, how big you've gotten.
Yeah, no.
And I'll go, I didn't realise these trousers were that tight. they'll say, you're just about as I remember. No, they, yes, but oh, George, long time no see.
Mm.
What's this TikTok stuff then? Is it a job then, or have you got a real one?
Mm.
You know.
Yeah, I think, Imi, grow up, first of all. Yeah, I'm getting aggy with you because you didn't ask me to come. I would have come. Plot twist, I would have come. You've missed out on a date. You're going by yourself now, loner, loser.
You're
going
to do what?
I would have jizzed right here, right now, if you asked me.
You asked me? I would have come. Your move.
So, you've missed out now. Final answer, not going.
Yeah, sorry. Good. Appreciate the invite, though. That's
no,
very kind
of you. I don't appreciate it, so moving on. I can hear the phone ringing.
Can you?
Yeah, it's not in me, though. Can't hear the phone ringing, actually. Have we just got another email?
I've got an email.
Oh, perfect.
Wait, let me just shoot it over to you.
Got something in your eyebrow. That's exactly where the thing happened. Higher.
You all right?
Got it, I think.
Oh, yeah,
it's gone red now, your skin under it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It used to just be skin colour. Have you been scratching it?
No, it's...
just getting a bit scratchy.
It's just having it's a little... it's having a little moment, bless it.
Oh, it's a bit embarrassed. Is it all embarrassed and bashful? Yeah.
Dear Max and George,
hi.
Recently a guy who I've been seeing came to sleep over for the first time.
Oh.
I'd been taking it slow with him because normally I don't, and it goes tits up.
Ugh.
Anyways, we had a nice night until he woke up at 4 a.m. and I never expected what he was about to say. He said, "Maisie, I need a shit." I responded and said, "Well, you should go to the toilet then. Good advice." To which he explained that he physically couldn't use any toilet other than his own en suite at home. I told him to at least try because it was 4 a.m. so he went to the bathroom for a few minutes, came back and told me my toilet was too small and the wrong shape. Was he one of the three bears? I tried everything I could, but in the end he had to go home after an hour of negotiating. As you can imagine, I got the ick, but I still really like him and his quirks, plus he's really good in bed. Oh, yeah, really good.
Yeah,
oh, can we hurry up? I'm straining a bit here.
Yeah.
What do I do? I don't know if I can get over this experience. Thanks for your help. P.S. Love the pod. And love you, George.
Does it actually say that?
Yeah.
Right, do you know what? All of you, fuck off. All of you, I hope that every single time that you sit there and think, do you know what? I'm going to write into Max and George's podcast and only compliment George. I hope that something bad happens to you that day. I hope you stub your toe.
Why wouldn't you want to be nice to Max after this as well? What
the
hell?
Yeah, I'm so nice.
So what would you say? I mean, I know people have their own little things.
Mm.
I've seen Max's many times and it is not very impressive at all. But if you can only poo in your own ensuite at home,
that's weird.
That is really odd. And also, staying around yours won't be the only time that you'll have a problem with it.
Yeah, like what? So he can never live anywhere else other than his own ensuite at home.
Can't stay out for the whole day doing anything. You're like, oh, let's take a trip to Thorpe Park. We'll have to get on the train to get closer, and then we'll get a little taxi to Thorpe Park. Then we'll be there the whole day, and then it's going to be the whole way. What, he's going to go shit all day?
Yeah, that's going to really inhibit your quality of life.
Yeah.
What, you go on holiday together, and he just doesn't shit for a week?
Yeah.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, he's clearly got his own problems going on. He's got his own shit to deal with.
Yeah, not for me.
Too small and wrong shape as well for a toilet. It's crazy.
That's a bizarre...
Did you give him a potty?
Like,
what's the...
Yeah, I understand being like, oh, I can't... Like, I get nervous thinking like someone could hear me or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
no,
that.
I get that.
But saying that the shape is wrong is just actually weird. Like,
yeah.
How many shapes can a toilet be?
That's the real question, here, guys.
That is the real question. I used to be terrified of going for a wee at school, in primary school.
Yeah.
So I held it in and every single day. And at the end of the day, would literally be... I pissed myself multiple times in primary school. Sorry, that's the one that you went to.
I pissed myself multiple times on my privates.
Yeah. No, horrible.
I've got pissy little privates.
Oh.
Mum, Max did pissy on his privates again.
Oh my god, right. Do you know what? My belly's out! Oh, my belly's out! I am so tired. I'm going delirious. On that note, I think that we've done enough for today's episode.
That's up there in the good old whank bank.
I think that I've missed doing solo episodes with you.
I've missed doing it with you
duo
too.
Duo episodes, I mean. So I've enjoyed this.
I love doing it with you, Max.
I am mentally incapable to go on for today, so I think that we stop it right there.
Yeah.
And I think that we remind people that we still have some tickets left for our final London show. If you want to see us in our finale, end of the tour finale show.
Yeah, we do.
Special guests.
Oh.
At theuselesshotline.com. And we have more fun things coming up over the next few months as well as the
tour. We actually do. He's not even lying. He normally does, but he's not actually lying.
I lie a lot.
But if you enjoyed this episode and you enjoyed seeing our faces, then like, subscribe, ring that notification bell so you're notified every time we upload. If you enjoyed not seeing our faces, but listening to our voice, then give us a 5-star rating. Download us so you can listen to us on the go. And just like all our shit. Yeah. How about that?
Do it. And if you feel like sending in a compliment about me to the podcast, that would be really nice. And Callum, if you feel like stop picking questions that just say how fit George is, that would also just make me feel really good about myself. And if you have noticed that I've lost 4 kilograms, just throw that in the comments as well. And if you support me on my fitness journey and believe that I'm telling the truth, and you want to basically fight for equality, first of all, because it's starting to feel a little bit homophobic, and justice for all, then say in the comments that you think that I'm succeeding in the challenge and that I deserve the reward that I'm getting so much closer to. And until next time, give me a kiss if you see me in the street.
Fuck.
Don't do that, actually. Until next time.
Hey, if you're struggling, just go to sleep.
Yeah, you'll feel better. Tomorrow's a new day to exercise. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.